KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 10 degrees above zero. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with light snow, less than 1 inch expected here in the Atlantic area. A high around 30 with winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some snow showers spreading to the southeast. Currently, the line stretches from about Jefferson to Audubon to Harlan and through Logan into the northwest corner of Pottawatomie County. There's also some scattered snow shower activity over Guthrie Center area and on down to around Winterset. In the news, two masked individuals attempted to rob a bank in Council Bluffs Friday morning, but they were foiled by a security door. Council Bluffs police say at around 9:13 a.m., officers responded to a reported attempt of an armed robbery at the Cobalt Credit Union at 1712 Madison Avenue. Two masked parties attempting to gain access to the bank, but they were stopped by an interior security door. They fled from the scene in a maroon four-door Chrysler Aspen, which was located abandoned in the area of South First Street and Plattner. The vehicle was determined to have been stolen out of Omaha. Authorities said bank surveillance camera still frame images showed one of the suspects appears to be wearing a winter white camouflage vest coat with a white hooded sweatshirt underneath, white or light colored pants, black or brown boot type footwear, sunglasses, and a white bandana or clothing covering the lower half of their face. The second suspect is wearing a black hooded coat with what appears to be a vertical gray Nike swoosh emblem on the left side of the coat. The suspect was also wearing sunglasses, dark pants, possibly sweatpants, black tennis shoes with white soles, a lighter colored bandana or cloth covering the lower half of their face. You can see images of those suspects under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, this time it's believed that the suspects may have been armed. Verification on what type of weapon is not known at this time. The incident remains under investigation by the FBI and Council Bluffs Police. Anyone with information on that incident or who can identify the suspects is urged to contact one of the following: Council Bluffs Police's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728, Council Bluffs Police Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP, or the FBI Omaha Great Plains Violent Crime Task Force at 402-493-8688. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a Nebraska man on a theft charge and a warrant after he was seen in a stolen vehicle. Officers were notified around 10:13 a.m. Friday that a stolen gray 2001 Chevy Suburban was traveling east on Broadway Street from 32nd in Council Bluffs, and the vehicle was being followed and information relayed to police by a party familiar with the vehicle being stolen. Officers were able to get in behind the Suburban as it turned into an apartment complex at 805 2nd Avenue. The driver, 29-year-old Ronald Shane Hosher of Omaha, Nebraska, was apprehended, and the vehicle returned to the woman from Omaha who owned it without further incident. Hosher was charged with theft in the second degree. He was also found to have an outstanding warrant and was transported to the Pott County Jail where he was being held. The Council Bluffs Police Department issues a reminder to citizens to lock your vehicles and not leave them running unattended. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on Friday began presenting more information with regard to their press releases. Previously, unless there was a major incident, the Sheriff's Office would simply send a call sheet or a list of what deputies responded to, but not much in the line of details. Officials say the purpose of the new weekly press release is to give the public a better understanding of the casework done by members of the Sheriff's Office and to keep the public informed about who was arrested and for what. Among those arrested over the past week was Stephanie Cooley of Guthrie Center, who was taken into custody Friday on a warrant for a pretrial release violation. Cooley's original charge was for methamphetamine distribution. She was being held Friday on a $50,000 cash or surety bond. On January 23rd, Connor Hornsby and Samantha Henderson, both of Jefferson, were arrested in Guthrie County following a traffic stop in Stewart. Hornsby was charged with possession of marijuana, third offense, drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. Henderson was charged with possession of marijuana, first offense, possession of psilocybin mushrooms, first offense, possession of cocaine, first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and child endangerment. Henderson also has a pending OWI first offense charge as well. Hornsby was being held on a $2,000 cash or surety bond, while Henderson posted a $5,000 surety bond. On January 21st, a juvenile male from Stewart was referred to juvenile court on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Those charges stem from multiple vehicle burglaries in Adair and Guthrie County. The juvenile's name was not released. On January 18th, Cheryl Palmer of Jamaica and Curtis Jorgensen of Woodward were arrested in Perry following a disturbance in Jamaica. Palmer was charged with harassment of the first degree, domestic abuse assault while displaying a weapon, and disorderly conduct. Jorgensen was charged with harassment of the first degree and accessory to a misdemeanor. Both Both Palmer and Jurgensen were being held in the Guthrie County Jail Friday. Palmer was being held on a $2,000 cash bond, while Jurgensen was held on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office was assisted during that incident by the Woodward Police Department, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office, and the Perry Police Department. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest Tuesday afternoon of 66-year-old James Edward Vaughn, Jr. He's from Emerson and was taken into custody on a warrant for sex abuse in the second degree. Bond was set at $25,000. And a Glenwood teen was injured during a single vehicle accident Thursday morning. 17-year-old Harlan Wetterland was driving a 2005 Chevy westbound on Gaston Avenue at around 8 a.m. near the intersection with 262nd Street when his vehicle went out of control on the snow and entered the south ditch. That vehicle then collided with a utility pole, causing the pole to snap. Wetterland was transported to the Bellevue Medical Center by Silver City Rescue. Well, National Weather Service said this morning that some of the coldest air potentially in the past 20 years looks to be coming to Iowa in the days ahead. Wind chill values will be dangerously and potentially life-threateningly cold as they bottom out in the 40 to 50 degree below zero range across northern and northeastern Iowa Wednesday morning. With wind chills of 40 degrees, frostbite can occur to exposed skin within as little as 10 to 15 minutes. Wind chills of 30 to 40 degrees below zero can be expected in a corridor of the state that stretches from Sioux City southeastward to include Atlantic, Des Moines, Osceola, and Lamoni. And 20 to 30 degree below zero wind chills can be expected from across the far west counties to the southwest corner of the state. Officials say you should prepare now for these potentially life-threatening cold temperatures. Make sure your heating systems, pipes, and so on are ready to go as can be. And it may be wise to make sure groceries for the week are purchased between now and Tuesday. Be ready to bring your pets indoors. Vehicles left outdoors may have difficulty starting in the morning. School closures may be possible, especially Wednesday morning. And this will be a prolonged period of cold air with potentially dangerously cold temperatures possible from Tuesday morning through Friday morning. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Geraldine Jerry Hemmingson, age 75, of Elkhorn, died January 19th in Apache Junction, Arizona. Funeral services for Jerry Hemmingson will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Rudolph Rudy Antofer, Jr., age 71, of Audubon, died Tuesday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial for Rudy Antofer, Jr. will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Richard Morris Norgard, age 89, of Ankeny, died January 16th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Richard Norgard will be today at noon at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Harold Edward Whalert, Sr., age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died January 15th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Harold Whalert, Sr. will be today at 1:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Marilyn May Bernhardt, age 87, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Kansas City. Memorial services for Marilyn Bernhardt will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. David Den, age 59, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for David Den will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Regan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Donald Pollock, age 88, of Anita, died Wednesday at CCMH. Memorial services for Donald Pollock will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. And Nicholas Joseph Gross, age 54, of Glenwood, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Nicholas Gross will be held at a later date with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.